Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Ben. Very excited. Tonight we have a great band in studio. Starting the set off right now, we have What?
Request a song for us. We'll play it for you. Our next song is called Hazardous Conditions.
Thank you.
matter what, you're listening to CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Call in and tell us what you think about this next song. The number is 604-822-CITR. That is 604-822-2487. And I hope you like this song, but I will know if you like this song if you call in and just give us some feedback. So...
Thank you.
Brett. You're listening to CRTR Live. We're playing live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Please let us know how you think the mix is in the speakers. If you need any like extra guitar or bass, call in 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487, and let us know how the mix is. We will make any adjustments you need. Okay, so this next song is going to start now, and it's called Waits for Me. We want to know what type of groceries that you like to buy. And actually, we want to know, where do you buy your groceries? Because I'm going to buy my groceries from you, too. Where do you buy your beer from? Because I want to buy. We'll be right back.
That was What on CITR Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, playing a set for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Do not go anywhere. The band will be in studio with me very shortly to chat about life, universe, and everything very shortly. CITR, 101.9 FM. Do not go away.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man. Huh? They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Niles.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybaby?
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythm.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, as I smash onto the keyboard there. My name is Ben. On the show with me right now, we have What?
Hello.
What?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Very well.
What spelled W-U-T in case you are wondering out there in Radioland? Can you introduce yourself maybe to people out there?
Oh, sure. I'll go first. My name's Loren. I play drums.
I'm Katie, and I play the guitar.
I'm Tracy, and I play bass.
Perfect. And you are what?
We are what?
You are what?
What?
What? Yeah. You are what? That's the... how... well, let's... Maybe... What's with the name?
Oh, no.
Is it short for... No, or is
no,
it just...
No, it just, like... it just came to me one day. I was like, that sounds... That's good. I like the... sound and yeah. The sentiment of kind of like what?
Yeah, it works. Works well.
Works good.
If you know how to spell it when you punch it in on the website, it actually just shows up immediately.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, I mean pretty much. Yeah, I think so. I think
if you Google what, we're the first.
Well, not like if you have to say like what like band camp or something.
Oh,
like, if
nice.
I put what band camp, I think that shows up.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's.
How did this did that telephone even working?
It's working really good. Yeah.
How did the band come about?
Well, I guess it started. I had some songs that I was writing, and I was wanting to start a new project. So Tracy got on board, and then. We needed a drummer, so...
We put out a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
Was I the first? We got two replies. Yeah. Loren was replied other? Within minutes. And we were just like... I think we were just like, it couldn't get any better than that. Let's delete the
delete the message. So it never really showed up.
And I don't... Yeah. I'll tell you later who the other people
got it. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And Loren, you... It's like you don't usually play drums.
No, this is my first. Well, I did a quick drumming. I played two shows drumming with this band that was for short lived called Ms. 45. And it was like an angry ish, noisy ish.
Heck yeah.
Angry ish, yeah. Noisy ish band. And I was playing drums with Chandra, Melting Tallow. Maybe you know her.
Sweet.
Them. And it was really cool. Yeah. But this is like my first like band where like we've been. Played shows and rehearsing every week. Yeah.
Awesome. So were you jumping in to be in the band like a lot because you want to play drums or just want to be with...
I mostly wanted to be with these two. I mean, I think like every band I've ever been is a genius band. Yeah. And so to get to play drums with them is like totally a dream come true. I'm looking into their eyes right now.
Yeah. This is a great moment. Yeah. Can we have the five cameras at us right now?
Totally.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Totally. Dream band.
Yeah. And the two of you were in other projects in the past.
Yeah, like Katie and I played in Knife Pleats together and Love Cuts and Granny Squares.
Granny Squares. And Dream Baby. Baby.
And
Dream
so Baby. We have a history of making music together.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And you've always got along really well, I assume. Let's keep going back to the same.
It works
really
well.
Yeah.
What's the differentiate this band from some of the other projects you've done before? Hmm. Or is it just something new or something different?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like, personally, I've... you know, like, I don't know, the word matured is probably not right, but, like, I've become, I've changed as a musician in different ways. So, songwriting now is maybe coming as more of a challenge where I'm trying to write maybe more songs that excite me rather than just, like, the first thing I think of because I'm... I think what I'm trying to say is... we're like workshopping songs more and trying to like figure things out a bit more, whereas maybe some of the earlier bands Katie and I had together, it was more kind of like whatever came out was like the greatest thing and like the thing we would always go with.
Right. So you're excited about like asking people where they shop for groceries.
Yeah. What, by the way, Ben, where do you get your groceries?
Well, I'm really close to Donald's, so that's usually where I go.
Okay, though.
But like TNT sometimes, depends on what I want to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I live across the street from Famous Foods, so I seem to go to Famous, but then I also live across the street from Save On Foods, so it depends what I need, because sometimes Save What's On Foods has really good deals on toilet paper, just saying.
Nice.
Like $3.99.
Yeah. Right.
I do buy toilet paper at, like, just wherever it's on sale. Like, everywhere you go, you can just, they have it on sale, I think. I'm not going to give any, there's two big drug store in town that always seem to have toilet paper on sale.
Yeah.
Just don't buy it when it's not, actually, because it's, like, $13 versus, like, $4.
The regular price on that. consider the markup. Don't be a dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hold it in, yeah.
Totally.
Just wait till it's going on sale, yeah.
Just go easy until, it's on sale.
It's double-sided. No, it's okay. What about, what else do you shop? moving on.
I'm a big no-frills.
Yeah.
I'm a TNT, get brown rice, TNT, hey!
That's awesome. And you were looking for grocery store shopping tips maybe or advice? Or were you hoping for like who has the best deals on eggs or something? Or I don't know.
I guess like that song is pretty much just about like really like extreme crush on people and just like wanting to see them. All the time, and it's maybe a bit more targeted towards the days before social media, so it was more like you really had to get out of your house and go to different places in order to see the person that you really liked, and trying to find out where they rent their movies from, and
their groceries. where do you rent your movie from right now?
I guess I haven't rented one.
On demand.
On demand. Yeah.
Like, do you find that... But, like, that's always, like, a good question, though, because is, like, do you feel like you're closer to your friends because you see them on, like, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, or do you feel like you don't because you don't see them as much, maybe, possibly?
That's a real question.
This is a deep show. This is a get your Kleenex ready. I'm gonna.
When you see them on Model Time, you have like direct access to them all the time. Yeah. So it's like you put a piece out there, then it's inviting me to interact with you. So I feel like I have accessibility to my friends easier. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I quit the Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Like most people, yeah. No, you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. and Instagram, yeah. I don't know. I the people that I follow mostly, I like see often.
Anyways, right.
Yeah. So I just try limit how many people I follow.
Right.
Like not follow people I don't know super well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, fair enough. And you just follow them at a grocery store instead.
Yeah, like it's 1992.
Yeah. And so the band, so you, it's going back to a bit of the history. It's just, it's pretty new, right? It's like been a year.
Yeah, I would say that we're a new band. I mean, we just started playing shows in the public domain. I guess
October must have been our first show. I mean, we played like one show, and then our next one was in January.
Mm-hmm. We've played three shows, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fresh for.
Right. And what was the process of, like, when did you decide you were, I'm going to, you know, be ready, or was it just waiting for the right show?
I think it was waiting for the right show. Mm-hmm. Waiting until we wrote enough songs that we could, like, pull off a great show. And that show at Lucky's rocked. That was a good first show.
Oh, yeah. That was a good show. We played with Smithy Ramone.
Yeah.
And it was full of people. It was the small place. It's good to play a small place because it gets fuller,
right,
easier, and it just felt like a lot of our friends were there. It was really great and supportive, so perfect first show.
Yeah.
And do you get excited with so you've been in a lot of bands in the past and different ones, and with a new project, I think, do you still get kind of nervous playing?
Especially when you're even
more so than your other thing, or is it less because it's new, so people will be like, yeah, it's new?
I think it's more, for me, mm-hmm. more nerve-wracking when it's new because I'm, like, presenting this, like, new baby to someone. Like, do you like it? Like, do you think it sounds nice? Do you like, I don't know, like, you're obsessed with, like, how people are going to take it. It's, like, kind of freaky, especially because everyone there is your friend, so it's like, what if it's bad and now your friends like don't want to be friends with
me? Yeah. What if it's bad? If you think it's bad, there's a number you can call. Do you have the number? I left it in the other room.
It's UBC CI chart 604-822-2487. I can't guarantee I know how to use the board. I think we played this thing before where I'm just like, I don't know how to pipe people.
Oh, right, really? There's no phone in here?
It goes through the board, but it does a funny thing where I have to know exactly what button to push.
Oh.
I'm supposed to, I mean, we can try.
Okay, well, I don't want to put you through any pressure, but the number is 604-UBC-CITR.
And also, just for the behind-the-scenes thing, is people call in, you will need the headphones.
Oh, great.
Because then you won't be able to, otherwise you won't be hearing. You're listening to CITR Radio 101. I don't know how to read. Who knows how to read? Well, it's complicated enough that it's instructions. Like, look at this. Like, look at it. It's like words. This is like a whole essay.
Yeah, so just to recap, Ben just told us he didn't know how to do this thing, and there's instructions like taped to the desk right beside where
long.
He said he didn't know.
It's long. What is on the show tonight on CITR, talking with me. The first one of the things that I thought about, and I posted this on Facebook, was there's a sketch called Who's On First. Have you heard of this comedy sketch called Who's On First? It's like Abbott and Costello.
Oh.
And the joke is that there's the bass player, there's the first baseman is called Who, the second baseman is called What. So like one guy is trying to ask the other guy, what are the name of your baseball player? And hilarity ensues because the names of all the players are just like, what's
another
that?
Question? Yeah,
pronouns what's the word for? I don't know. No, what's the English for? What's what? How? When? What are the purpose?
Sometimes what
questions?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
that's vowels.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't taken an English class in a long. I told you I don't know how to read. Anyways, but it's fun. If in case you never heard of it, it's like one of my. It's super. It's like from the. It's one of the earliest comedies, duel slash skits or sketches that maybe I'll play it at some point. So. So I did. I don't know if you saw my Facebook or my on my Twitter. I did post a little thing. on it at this thing.
Oh, nice.
If you want to just quickly. So it's like two people.
Okay, you two
reenact
take
it.
Oh, wait a second.
Just you and me. Oh. So.
Okay. Do you want to be me and I'll be you?
Wait, are you going to be?
I can be me. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
No, he's. Do you have it memorized?
No, not really. So you guys can do. Also, it doesn't make sense because you're the band that's on anyways.
I'll be you, you be me.
So pretend you're like two complete.
Oh, he's going to play.
No, I can't even read it. No, both of you should say, yeah. Yeah, someone can be me.
Okay, so who's.
Any live bands on the show tonight?
What?
Live on Radio Hell tonight. Who's playing?
What?
What's the name of the band playing tonight?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
What is playing tonight?
Why are you asking me? I was asking you.
What is the band's name?
What is the band's name?
That's good. Oh, that's right. Playing at 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, that's yeah.
Really that's actually happened to me a couple of times when somebody asked me what the band's name was, and I said, what? And then they just asked me the question again. Yeah. And then I said, what?
But that's fun. It's funny. That's kind of the first thing I thought of. So
that's great.
Yeah. It would be nice if, like, next week, on the show would be like, guess who was somehow on the show? Because then they just ask, like, who's on the band next week?
Guess who? Yeah.
But we can maybe arrange them. Maybe we can play a show with them.
Yeah, get Burton Cummings back. I was trying to think of other Vancouver bands in town that has, like, a name that's sort of a question or a, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think.
I can't really think of one. I was hoping you would say.
Maybe the closest, it's not a question, but it's more of like a statement, one word, one syllable is yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be good. I didn't think of that because I can add that. Yeah. Oh, slowly. This is going to be a play. It's going to be a stole.
Yeah.
But it's stolen. It's like it's an Abbott and Costello sketch. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM with the band What? W-U-T is how you spell it. we just did a little sketch. Why don't we do play another, get to a little segment we called Quiz from Hell.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from Hell.
Christian Bell is America, Canada's favorite quiz sensation, where we play a game with the band in studio. It's sort of like a personality quiz, stuff you get in magazines, stuff you get on the Facebook, where you get asked a bunch of questions like, what's your favorite type of pizza? What's your favorite color? And then all that answer is thrown into a supercomputer, calculated. In the end, you find out, for example, like which Friends character you're most like, or you know, what kind of dog you are, or what Simpsons character are you? So there's just a bunch of random questions, and I'm just gonna close my eyes and pick one, and hopefully one that you actually know off the top. You know, we'll see. Oh geez, what? Come on. Yeah. Oh no, this. Nope, that didn't. That crashed. All right. This is working very well. I think this is still loading. Oh geez. Okay. We're gonna play a game. This is called What Kind of Dumpling Are You?
Oh, okay.
Sweet or savory, that is the question. So I guess this
one or the other.
I don't know. I wonder, there might be different types of dumplings. I assume, I would hope so. There's so many different types of dumplings.
Camp or sweet.
Yeah.
Camp or savory.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, you know, there is like pot stickers and pierogies.
Oh, yeah.
And,
we're going to learn all about different types of cuisine tonight.
Yeah. is gnocchi kind of a dumpling? Not really. Maybe. Anyway, so you can all answer together, take turns, or kind of decide or have a vote.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first question is it's a you would probably describe it because it just says pick a sunset. And there's six pictures.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you might want. Just for all you listening tonight, CITR, there's a orangey golden sunset with what looks kind of like a tornado.
That's a tornado. yeah, for sure.
And then there's, I don't know.
Some kind of Roman.
Roman, very it's a bridge, teal colors. Okay, I'm just going to say the one I'm attracted to right away is probably this. One
mountains.
It's okay. Mountains, lots of grays and yellows. Okay, my job is working with people who are visually impaired, and I'm really failing at describing things right now.
Sunset is really hard to describe, though. Yeah. I would think that's one of the harder things to.
I am not doing my job.
It's really peaky mountains.
Yeah. Right? They're very unique looking mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of, they're all beautiful.
I like it.
Should we touch it?
Yeah, just pick. Which one did you pick?
The one with all the, mountains and the...
Peaky
and
mountains.
And the kind of, moody clouds.
It was quite moody.
It was moody,
yeah.
Totally.
Okay, perfect.
The storm was a brewing. But you're safe.
Not the one with the tornado, with the twister that's coming.
No.
this one, I don't even know. Let's see, I know... Oh, Jesus. There's some people I don't know who it is. It says, pick a celebrity to be BFFs with.
Okay.
Except I think I recognize, I know this person. I know this. I only know two, three from.
For context, BFF means best friends forever.
Oh.
You can say the name. Some of them I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I only know.
They're all very lovely.
I'm sure.
Do you know any of them?
No. I know a couple. There's Selena Gomez.
Yeah,
she's
I know who
a pop
that is.
Singer. And she dated, I think, Justin Bieber for a while.
Okay.
And then I had a tour de faire. Then there's Gigi Hadid. She's a supermodel.
Oh, I don't know who
okay.
that is.
Emma
then there's
Stone.
Kylie Jenner. She's a supermodel, I think, too. I think.
Jeez.
Then Zendaya. I never met her before.
I think that's a singer.
Singer?
But she is in Spider-Man, I think she was.
Oh, cool.
I could be wrong.
Haley Steinfeld has a bold lip in this picture, but I don't
know who that
know
is.
Her. Emma Stone, she kissed Ryan Gosling in that movie.
Hmm. Okay.
So
wow, we would have lots to talk about. I think I'm attracted to Zendaya just because, look how cool. She just looks really cool.
Yeah. But
big hair, don't care.
Big hair, don't care.
Perfect. Perfect. We are playing. What were we playing? The game is called "What Kind of Dumpling Are You?"
Oh yeah.
Interesting. I don't know where that's going. Whoa, this is an. Oh, this is okay. This is. There are pictures, but you can actually also. There's a description of it. Pick a dream vacation, but I'm going to let you do it too because there are pictures and stuff to show.
Okay.
If the band, just imagine if the band has to go and go to one of these places and relax and maybe play a little
show. Oh, wow. Jeez.
Can you read out some?
So we've got See the Northern Lights in Iceland.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Watch the sunset in Santorini.
Relax in a bungalow in Bora Bora.
Explore the Galapagos Islands.
Dine on Italy's... Valley Coast, Amalfi Coast. Road trip on Route 66. Mm. Okay.
Sounds like the prize packet and Price is Right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
in the Galapagos Islands, there's those giant lizards.
Okay, you
want
to go there?
Big ones. yeah.
You like giant lizards?
Yeah. Huge. They're 100 pound. Lizards.
Oh my! Yeah, let's go there.
Could be cool. I think they're old too, 80 years old. Okay,
perfect.
So we're gonna have a what show on the Galapagos Islands?
Galapagos. Never mind. Moving on. What is your drink of choice? There is water.
Love it.
There is wine.
Love it.
There is iced tea.
Love it.
This is American, so it's probably they're not unsweetened iced tea.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Margarita.
No.
Vodka. Or soda, which is this pop, I guess. Water, wine, iced tea, margarita, vodka,
or soda.
I'm water or wine.
Jesus.
Water or wine. Water or wine. Which one? How will we break the tie?
Well, I mean.
Water is
wine. Water is
wine. Yeah,
I want to drink more water than wine.
Like, if I can only have one, I'd pick water because wine might get a little
practical.
Rich.
Yeah.
Water's the most practical. You're going to get the most practical dumpling ever.
Is there a dumpling you are thinking that you like? You're thinking that you're pulling for? You're hoping.
There's totally. Like a cheese and onion pierogi.
Cheese and onion pierogi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to name all the other.
I think I'm a savory. Sorry. Yeah. Man. I think I'm a savory.
I don't even know what's sweet. What's sweet dumpling?
Sweet ones.
I only know like the savory ones. So yeah, like gyoza, pot stickers, mandu. Those are all like. Asian
I've definitely had like a pierogi style one with blackberry in it, but it was like someone's mom made it.
Oh, that doesn't, yeah. That's for dessert though, yeah.
But it was sweet.
Yeah.
So that would count as a sweet one. Yeah. What other sweet ones?
Is there even like a dessert? Like, so what's a dumpling is basically what constitutes one? It's like a flour thing or like
flour
a dough
that wraps around ingredients.
Yeah.
Like, is a donut sort of like a dumpling because it's stuffed with stuff inside?
Yes, we are a donut. That's what we're going to go for, a custard-filled donut.
I think, you know what, I think like the donut, the whole, like the center, and if there's stuff inside, that's more like a dumpling.
Counts, right?
What do you call cream, the donut Boston holes? Cream. The donut holes, but if they put like jam or something inside. That's like a dumpling.
I think they're like Timbits, right?
Yeah, Timbits, yeah.
Stuffed Timbits.
Oh, yeah, stuffed Timbits.
We're a stuffed Timbit.
Okay.
All right.
Pick a dog breed. There is like the pug, there's the corgi, golden retriever, German shepherd, bulldog, or the great Dane. You might want to take a look at the picture to remind yourself.
Kind of three, just all say what dog that we want to pick.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Do you know yours?
Which of these dogs, like which?
So go one, two, three, and then say it.
I'm just wondering which dog, like, is this supposed to be like which dog looks like a certain type of dumpling?
Oh. Well, that's a totally different question.
Some of them would be kind of roly poly. Yeah. Big. I won't. Great Dane, big. That's one big. Okay.
One, two, three.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
All right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Last question for it all is I always excuse me. I always ask this question: is there a type of dumpling you do not want to be? What is like? Please avoid. We just the band. What do not want to be? This dumpling.
I don't think I know enough.
Enough dumplings to
dumplings.
Be. Yeah.
Just like a sack of meat.
Yeah.
Like just random meat. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Like if it was just some sort of meat dish that I don't know about.
Is haggis basically a dumpling? It's wrapped in it. No. It's
haggis. Is a dumpling for sure. That's like a meat dumpling. It's like a dumpling in a stomach skin.
Yeah, a haggis timbit. We don't want to be a haggis timbit. Okay, anything but that.
All right. Last question. Pick a dipping sauce. Ketchup, mustard, soy sauce, marinara sauce, steak sauce. I guess it's like the whatever, HB1. A1.
Mm.
Or hot sauce. Ketchup, mustard, soy sauce. Marinara sauce, steak sauce, or hot sauce. Is Pizza Pocket a dumpling then? Looking at marinara sauce.
Oh, Pizza Pocket.
Pizza Pocket is in a,
now we're talking.
It's in a pocket.
This is a tough one. This is like.
Sauces, what's your sauce?
Too. Do you want to do the thing again?
Oh, ketchup.
Sorry. That's mine too.
Okay, one, two, three. Ketchup!
I'm not sure I know what this is. What kind of dumpling are you? You got Momo.
Momo. Oh, that's so cute.
It's a steamed dumpling filled with meat or vegetables.
Do you know what it is?
No, but Like the name is really cute.
Yeah.
I just thought of the Momo challenge.
It's a steam dumpling filled with meat or vegetables. That can,
oh, nice. We're a veggie Momo.
Yeah. Okay. It looks, I'm sure it's delicious. I don't know. I don't know which cuisine that is.
Oh, that's really cute.
Oh, no. When I do search for Momo, I see the creepy.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, terrifying.
I know. Right. That was like the Momo challenge. Yeah. It's like this really weird eyed, like the giant, creepy. Creepy thing. Let me look up Momo dumpling. I'm just going to. Momo is a type of South Asian dumpling, popular across the Indian subcontinent and the Himalaya regions of border South Asia. Momos are native to Tibet, Nepal, North Indian region, and Northeast Indian regions. And it's India and Nepal. Interesting.
Wow.
Looks good. I have never had it. Now I only want to eat it. That's a good dumpling to be. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm in the studio with the band. What's going on in the summer for the band?
We have a couple shows coming up. So our next show is Saturday, May 18th, and it's the after party of VanCaf, which is like a comic festival. There's going to be a room called Lucky's Lounge for Lucky's Comics at VanCaf. So anyways, there's an after party show, and we're going to be playing it, and it's at Redgate, and that's May 18th. Should I say one more thing about that show?
Sure.
It's going to be with Future Star, Nice Apple, Hick, and Pale Red. Yeah. So that's like a really great show to play. Yeah.
So that's May 18th, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday night.
It's coming up. Yeah.
That's like the long weekend, isn't it? Maybe. Isn't it Victoria Day long weekend or something? I don't know. Are you going to do any comic book themed thing perchance?
Yeah, I guess we haven't really talked about it. I mean, Lauren has a comic that she's made.
Oh, yeah, right.
I only have four left, but I'll bring a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Let's do it.
Okay, so that's Saturday, May 18th at the Redgate on Main Street.
We also have another show at the Toast Collective, and this is on June 1st. And it's obviously reading this, but it's for our friend Housewind, and he's having a release show for his album that's coming out on Agony Club Records, and that show is going to be with Balk and Survivalism, and we're really looking forward to that one too. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And June 1st is on a Saturday as well. So a lot of Saturday shows. Your Saturday night.
Yeah, all your Saturdays are covered.
Covered. And the web's just a reminder.
The Music Waste.
Oh, yeah. the website for the band, just before people go too far, is it's WUTBAND.bandcamp.com. So whatband.bandcamp.com. Is that the best way to get a
band? Yeah, Bandcamp. Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And do you know when you're playing Music Waste? Is that?
No schedule yet.
Yeah. So it will be happening. So that's like June, something.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. So the week after, possibly another Saturday. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, perfect. And Music Waste happening. That's pretty awesome. And the Bandcamp has some recordings. Off the floor kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Live ones. On our Bandcamp, which ones are on there right now? It's the ones.
I think we have 5 songs on our Bandcamp.
That's right.
Yeah, cool. And they're recorded by our friend Matthew, who just used like a digital handheld recorder, and it actually turned out like really great. He records a lot of shows just with this digital recorder.
Yeah, the same thing.
So We just used that. We pretty much made the Bandcamp page so that we could apply to Music Waste,
right?
which I think a lot of bands do, because that's kind of the prerequisite for getting in, is having some songs up on the internet. And yeah, we like them. We're going to keep them up there.
Yeah, nice.
And we might record something with actual like recording gear in maybe the summer. Because we're writing some new songs, and maybe you could have like a 10-song
release or something. Oh, yeah, we have a whole record. Yeah. Totally. Pretty close.
No, that's awesome. It's always good to have some stuff out there on Bandcamp, just so people can get an idea of, especially when there's like a event, Facebook or something, they can put a link to it.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Let's do another segment on the show, because we got time with the band. We are in the studio with Watt right now, and just do another classic. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Another classic. Everyone's favorite. Second favorite.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
That is with Selena, Future Star. And just speaking of Future Star, there's also actually another segment that we sometimes do call CNITR, which is where we do a scene. I guess we could have done that with the.
I think we did that.
We did that already, but we didn't do the bumper. But we can do it after. Would you rather? Very simple. It's just a bunch of cards with a bunch of. Would you rather questions on them? If there's multiple one, maybe just pick one that you like. There are cards, different cards. There's some locally or personally printed cards that of questions that people have sent me or stuff I found on the internet. So they might be different.
Like questions that people have for us for Would You Rather. Yeah. Like, I'm so serious. Yeah. Please call in. The number is 604-822-2487. Give us a Would You Rather question.
All right. We'll start with some of these. Just pick, you can cut through the deck or whatever, or pick something from the bottom, whatever.
Okay. Would you rather sleep every night in a human-sized nest in a tree or burrow underground?
Nest in a tree.
Nest in a tree.
Nest in a tree.
Nest in a tree.
You too?
I'd burrow underground. Oh. It's so much warmer and safer. Nothing's going to get me, I think.
You'd go underground?
Tree, you could fall off. Warm. A bird could fly.
Yeah, okay.
And a tree could get chopped down. Whoa. A lot of scary up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Another question?
All right. Let's see here. okay. I just need to find the right one here on the card. I'm reading them in my head.
Would you rather on CNT? With the band what?
Okay. I'm struggling to choose.
You can pick another card.
Okay. I'm looking at a second card. Still reading the card.
Would you rather card A or card B?
I would rather choose A.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I'm not even going to read anything. I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have regular encounters with aliens and not have any proof, or have your best friend be invisible?
What? But wait a second. If you're regularly encountering aliens, isn't that proof?
We have no way to prove it.
To other people.
And so it's like a big deal because they're like knocking down your door.
They're like your best friends.
They're like in your
But
life.
As soon as you try to tell someone, it gets to disappear.
Yeah, they're not your best friends.
Regular encounters. Well, you know, like regular encounters is kind of vague. It could be bad encounters. Yeah. I definitely would rather have my best friend be invisible because it's the best friend. I'd rather have a best friend than regular encounters with anything.
Yeah, I make a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you just chat with your best friend on on social media instead, or just be.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather use sandpaper for toilet paper or vinegar for eye drops?
Ooh. Oh my God.
Ouch plus ouch.
Jesus Christ, sandpaper, I think. Because yeah. I would just find other ways to
like, maybe if you just kind of, like, use, like, a corner, it wouldn't hurt so bad. Like, a vinegar is going to hurt no matter what.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You can just hop in the shower and shower off your bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd go with the vinegar.
Katie!
But also because I never use eye drops.
Yeah, but let's say you have a astigmatism.
Okay, yeah. Vinegar.
I feel like sometimes I have contacts on my eyes, so sometimes I feel like once in a while I think if I have too much soap on my hand or something, and then it stings anyway, so I'm like, I could probably do it.
Yeah. So you would choose the sandpaper then?
No, I'll probably just I'll put vinegar in my eyes. That's probably fine.
Oh, you're used to it.
Yeah,
you're
used to it.
Feel good, actually.
Yeah. You're used to it. Maybe refreshing.
Yeah.
Wake you up. Yeah.
I'll try it
once. Yeah, I know a guy that when he does the, what's that, tequila shot instead of the challenge.
I've seen that before.
Instead of putting the eye drop on you put it on your eye, right?
Well, instead of biting into the lime? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and squeezing it into your eye.
You squeeze it into your eye and then snort
the salt
up your nose
and
then take the shot. Yeah, I saw that once.
Yeah, why? But that's a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I have one.
What you got?
Okay. Would you rather have eyes that can film everything or ears that can record anything?
I think I'd rather have eyes that would film everything because it's more, like, I get anxiety from filming things on my phone or on a camera, like, because people are always like, there's a camera looking at me.
Yeah,
so I'd rather just have my eyes do it so that there's, like, that awkwardness is out of the way.
Yeah.
When I'm recording things, there's usually not an awkwardness because you can do it more discreetly or people aren't as weirded out when it's recorded audio. But, yeah.
Would you actually want either, just in case? Because if you can record everything, I guess if someone, you can, I guess the classic case is that if someone, you're arguing with someone and you can just be like, well, no, on Thursday, you
really?
Said this, yeah. Or I guess with the eye thing, I guess maybe similar-ish.
Yeah.
Where you can just it's basically used for argument, I guess, it seems like. Or maybe good for studying. I don't know if you need to.
Reliving memories.
Yeah.
Reliving memories.
Fun.
Getting a nice capture.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be nice for seeing music and bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And you always have a good. It would be nice to have both, though.
I guess it depends on the audio quality, too. Recording's
like, what's this audio quality like?
Same with the eyes, I guess.
To make recordings of it and,
it sounds really bad. Or your eye, just without, for me, no glasses. You just can't see. It's just a blur.
Yeah, you don't want to relive that again.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's how we play Would You Rather on CITR. Good job, everybody. I'm in the studio with the band What's, and actually let's listen to. Well, we did play the CITR game a little bit, and this would have been the song that went with CITR.
Tell me about your favorite movie, CITR.
Normally the premise is that I make the bands recite a scene from some random movie. But usually it's a movie that has some, had to do with the band's name or somebody's like it or something. So
Yeah.
So thanks so much for coming in on the program. there is a show coming up just at the Red Gate on May the 18th, and also a show on June 1st at Toast Collective.
Yeah.
Keeping very busy.
Yeah.
any other plans? Are you going to be like a touring band at all, or is it?
Oh, we got invited to play Prince George, guys. Oh, really? Yeah, we just got the invite. Maybe we should go in July.
It's an open invitation.
Well, Prince George like also has weird bus ads, like just wanting people to come to their city. Exactly. So I don't know what that means. It's just like thirsty for people.
Yeah. Is it like at a venue? At first, I thought it was like a festival, but like just.
Oh,
a
I think.
Or just someone's house.
It could be at a house party.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. We have a buddy that's moving there. We have a couple buddies that live there actually. I'll tune you guys in later. Yeah. But I'll tell you they are later. All right. But maybe we should do that. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be what have you been on tour yet? Probably not, right? So this would be a good starter.
We never left town together.
Yeah. Prince George would be a nice. How long does it take to get there?
I think it's like definitely long. I think it's like 12 hours.
Oh yeah.
we'll stop in. We'll take a stop in Nelson. Is that on the way?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Get some hemp necklaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. We'll see if you're listening in Prince George. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the
call
show.
Call in. If you're listening in Prince George, call in. The number is 604-822-2487.
Yes, you have. We're taking questions on. What were we taking questions on? On would you rather? Would you rather question?
Yeah, or just any question.
Or song request.
Comment, concern.
So apparently, are you still taking song requests? Just going to go back out there and just shuffle.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. Acapella. This like confirms that absolutely no one's listening right now.
Also, who makes phone calls? Apparently not. Since no one's listening, I'm glad to let's call this a night then. What? Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say to the world before we to the podcast listener, hopefully. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you can still call in. It won't be me, but feel free to ask whoever it's on the radio.
Or we can give our personal
notes. Send a message to the Bandcamp.
Yeah, to the Bandcamp. Yeah, send us a message.
That'll work. Yeah, and you're taking requests for songs. Also, if you know how to make Momo, bring it to the show.
Yeah, totally.
Do you have any?
Bring a Momo to the show.
Do you have any dietary restrictions? In case people are bringing Momo to the show?
No. Vegetarian would be good.
Yeah.
Veggie Momo.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah. The Momo, the dumpling, not the creepy.
What, can I ask what the challenge is? Have you seen it?
I think it was.
I think it's not real.
It's a made-up thing where the parents were worried that the. It's like something, like it's a creepy character, and if I think if the kids see it, they.
They turn into a creepy character too.
Or ask
them to do bad
things. Yeah, ask them to do bad things.
Oh,
yeah.
Kill your parents?
Something like that. But it's like, doesn't make any. Yeah, it's like one of those weird things. But it's just like the picture of the. It's creepy. It's just like, I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, like, I have a better story about a Momo. I was like in grade 5 and 6, my best friend and I. We would make videos together, and our TV show that we made was called The Momo and Bo Peep Show, and she was Momo and I was Bo Peep, and we were kind of like talk show characters that that did random things and played with, I don't know, Barbies, and I don't think there's any VHS footage of it still. I've been looking in my family's collection, but maybe next time you think of Momo, don't think of that creepy character.
Okay.
Think of Momo and Bo Peep show.
Yeah, perfect. Having dumplings.
Having dumplings.
Thanks so much for coming in. And if you're listening to CITR coming up at 11 o'clock, it's going to be copy and paste. Until then, it's going to be some music, but I'm going to do the Who's On first, because why not?
Oh, yay.
Let's see how that goes. I don't know, just something off the, hopefully it plays properly. Who knows?
friends. I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Didn't you expect him, did you? Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
All right, what would they like to hear? I'll
something different. Now, okay. Is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here. Well, you came prepared, didn't you?
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me see. It looks all right.
Okay, all
right. Now, we'll pretend. We'll just all right, I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the retired actor's home. And I am the manager. Now,
you're going to be the manager of the retired actors baseball team?
Yes.
I would like to join the retired actors baseball team.
Oh, you would?
And I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
I know, a lot of funny names.
You know, like Sticky Fields.
Sticky Fields.
Goofy Dan.
Boopy Barber.
Booby Barber.
I know all those names.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Now, Abby, you going to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, now you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's names on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not...
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's his name.
Well, you ain't said nothing. I ain't asked you nothing.
You did.
You know the guy's name on first base? Sure. Well, tell me the guy's name on first base.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who is on first, Lou?
What are you asking me for?
Now, don't get excited. I'm saying who...
I'm asking you a simple question. Who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who? Yeah. I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Don't mix up my...
I'm not mixing up anybody. Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking...
Whoa. How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name?
Yes.
I don't know anybody's name on the team. How could I mention a guy's name?
You did. You just mentioned it.
All right. What's the guy's name on third base?
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on
first. See what I mean? I didn't even mention a guy's name on third base.
Yes, you did.
All right, then. Who's playing third base?
No, who's on first?
I'm not asking you what's on first.
What's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. He's third base. I don't know anybody on a baseball team.
You do. You mention their names.
I do?
Sure.
You got an outfield?
Well, naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Tell you what?
The left fielder's name.
Why?
Because I want to know. Because.
Oh, he's center field. You know these players as well.
Who's
as
in center field?
No, who's on first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. Do you know the guy's names on the team?
Look, Louie, you don't seem to understand. See, I have a first baseman.
I know you got a first.
He gets his...
I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
No, what's the second baseman's
name? I'm going to stop asking you, sir. I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
What's the second baseman's
name? I don't even get past the first. All right, who's on second?
Who's on first?
What base do you want to talk about?
You talk about anyone you want to talk about.
All right, now who's on first?
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right, you got a first baseman.
Yes.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
He does. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. Why not, Lou? He's earned it.
Who did?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, you get a receipt from the guy?
Sure.
How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Well, that's how he signs it.
That's
Lou.
How who signs it?
Yes.
Well, go ahead, tell me.
That's it.
Who? Look, you go to first base.
Yes.
And you say to him, here's your money, sign the receipt. How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Sure. You gotta get a receipt from the guy, don't you?
Get what, Lou?
How does the guy on first base sign his name?
Who?
The guy on first. I'm asking, when you give the guy the money, what's the guy's name that you give the money to?
Now, wait a minute. What signs his own?
Who signs his own?
No, who signs his?
I mean, what's the guy's name on first you get the...
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
The fielder's name, the center field. I don't know if you got a pitcher on the team.
Well, this will be a fine team without a pitcher.
It's a fine team without the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow. You know what? I can't change that name.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. Tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
Why not tell me today?
I'm going to wait.
Tomorrow?
You.
Then tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
All right, what time tomorrow you tell me the pitcher's name?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Who is not pitching?
I'll break you around, you see, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. Third base. Third base. You got a catcher?
Certainly you've got a catcher on a baseball team.
Catcher's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's pitching, today's catcher.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it. All I got, we got a couple of days on the team, that's
I
all.
I can't help that, Lou. I don't
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
And so they tell me.
Yeah, now I get behind the plate, and I'm going to do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, right?
Yeah.
Now tomorrow he winds up the ball, and I'm behind the plate, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yeah.
Now, heavy hitter gets up, and he's ready to hit the ball, and tomorrow's going to throw the ball, and I'm the catcher. Now, when tomorrow throws the ball, the guy up bunts the ball. Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about!
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Sure. Look, the guy is running at first base, Simon. Yeah. I want to throw the guy out.
So?
So I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Throw it to who?
Naturally.
And who's got it?
Naturally.
Huh. Hey, so I pick up the ball and I throw it to Natural.
No. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it. Now you're
sure, same thing. Right. I pick up the ball, so I throw it to Natural.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Natural.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
I said I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally. Same as you.
Say it that way.
I throw the ball to Natural.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Now who's got it? Naturally. That's what I said.
Right.
Whoever it is, better get it. That's
He'll
all
get
I can
it. Don't worry about who. Who'll get it?
Yes. He better get it.
All right.
Now, I throw the ball to whoever it is, drops the ball so the guy runs a second. Yeah. Who picks up the ball and throws the what? What throws the I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn. I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I mean, it's...
Discorder Magazine.